Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission.
Yeah, that is correct. We are back once again for the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, as that bright young man just articulated so clearly to you. I am Pastor John McClain, here with one, I'd say safe to say, one of my best friends, but also one of the best friends of this city, a pillar of our community, Mr. Andreas Ruiz with I Believe in Myself Coaching. Thank you for joining me once again, brother.
Yeah, man, for sure.
You ready to do another amazing show?
Let's do it.
I think I'm ready. Yeah.
I got the feeling like James Brown.
Like James, you got the feeling.
Baby, I got the
feeling. Yeah, absolutely. Let's just finish it. Go ahead.
You don't know. Do the cat sound.
Yeah. Let's bring the noise.
Bring the noise, yeah.
We're really bringing it today in the studio.
We got 12 people up in here.
I know. It's serious, yeah. We have, luckily, with our people in our households, they're close to us, but everybody else, we got a little distance. I can't even reach you, so we at least got 6 feet between us.
So
we have an awesome show in store for you today. Andreas, for the first little ditty, he'll be bringing us a fan favorite, the I Believe in Myself tip of the week, or I guess tip of the, you know, whenever,
tip of the every 3 months,
whenever we, yeah, whenever
like
we don't
that,
yeah, have another guest. And then we're going to do an ode to our sponsors. We don't do this enough, but we're going to have the sponsors corner today. So we talk about a lot of the amazing organizations that made this show possible and keep this show running, and talk about all the amazing stuff that they're doing for our community, because this show is here just to highlight the good in our community. So if we're talking about them, if it's an organization we're talking about, you can bet your bottom dollar that they're something special. So yeah. I look forward to talking about that. And then on the second half of the show, we have two amazing staff members of one of our sponsors with Tucson International Academy to talk about their lives, their background, why they got into education, why they did, you know, got a principal here, why they decided to be a principal. And then we'll talk about, all the amazing stuff that Tucson International Academy does and why it's different than your average school, for those who don't know what Tucson International Academy is.
Yep.
But before we do any of that, I'm going to do something a little special today. We usually kind of have like a canned prayer. I usually do the Lord's Prayer, but today I'm just going to do an open prayer, just a little talk to our Father to thank Him for all the blessings He puts in our life, for we have three of our amazing children in studio, so it's just kind of have our blessings right in finger reach, and we would be hissed with doing this show if we didn't put God above everything. So I will start with a little prayer to the Lord, and it goes like this. Thank you, Lord, so much for being here for us, for guiding us, for loving us, Lord, and showing us how to love one another. Thank you for continuing to show us the path and allowing us to serve you and showing us how we can best serve you by serving each other. With you, all things are possible. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, with that being said, let's go with another little piece of motivation with Andreas Ruiz. Motivational tip of the week.
Tip of the season. Yeah, let's do it like that. So today I want to talk about the CTFAR. So it's circumstance, thought, feeling, action, result. So many times we think that our circumstances define us, or our thoughts define us, or our feelings define us, when really it's the way we think is going to determine the outcome of how we're going to feel and the actions that we're going to take. So circumstances that happen in our lives, we could either think about it as a negative or a positive. The choice is yours. And whatever you think about, it's what you're going to feel. And then what you feel is the action that you're going to take, and it's the result that you're going to get. So in life, when we're growing up, we think we are what other people think we are. So it's this quote by, I can't remember what the guy was, but Jay Shetty said it. He said, I am what I think you think I am. So we're constantly living in this thought of thinking that we are what other people, but what we think people think we are. Mm-hmm. And when really it's not even true. We make assumptions that we are something that other people might be thinking about us. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we could be at work, it could be with our family, and you could be thinking, oh, I know they're thinking that I messed up, or I know that they're thinking that I'm dumb because they've thought that before, or they've done things to me before. And when you think that, you're going to feel insecure, you're going to have low energy, you're going to have low confidence, and that's going to have you take actions of insecurity or low confidence, and then you're going to get a result, which is going to be bringing another negative thought, another negative word. And when you're constantly thinking and speaking the words that are causing your insecurity, what are you going to get? The same type of insecurity. And so we have to be aware of those thoughts and catch those thoughts in the moment that it's causing the insecurity, and telling ourselves, okay, this thought doesn't serve me. What is the thought that I can have in order for it to serve me? And changing the thought, being aware of it. And the more awareness that we raise in our minds, the better that we'll get as a leader, as a father, as just a leader in the community, in every area of our lives. And so we think 50 to 70,000 thoughts a day. Mm-hmm. That's 3,000 thoughts an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask you, what kind of thoughts are going through your mind? You know, because you become what you think about. And I think that's in the Bible. It says that, you know, whatever you think, you become. So if you're constantly thinking that, oh, I'm just a shy person, I've always been shy. I've had clients where they're like, well, my mom and my dad told me that I was shy and they accepted it. So now they became a shy person. And that's called black magic. When somebody tells you that you're shy or you're insecure, you're worthy or you're stupid. I've had clients that have told me that their parents called them stupid or ugly. Mm. And because their parents called them stupid or ugly and they accepted it, they are ugly. Even though they're good looking, they still believe that they're ugly.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter the way that they look on the outside, because what really matters is what's going on internally on the inside. And when you're thinking inside that you're insecure, that you're ugly, that you're stupid, then you're stupid or you're ugly because you spoke it and you accepted it. So you have the power to immediately change that switch, and you can change today. You can make the decision. And it also depends on your surroundings. The people you're around will determine how you will feel, think, and act. You know, sometimes I've had clients where they have a wife or a husband that doesn't believe in them. And because they don't believe in them, guess what? They don't believe in themselves because they accepted what the wife or the husband told them. They told them, oh, why are you even doing that? You know, you always fail or you always mess up. And then they're like, yeah, you know what? They're right. I always fail. They're right. I've already failed in the past. And again, insecurities come into their minds and they feel insecure. And then they take action to no act, little action to no action. And they get little results to no results. And it's just a vicious cycle. And just imagine for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, you're living this way. You're conditioned. And now you're thinking the negative way that you think, feel, and act is a habit. And it's your reality. And so once you have the awareness, now you have the awareness. I'm telling you right now, you can immediately change it. Now it's a choice. Are you going to continue to live the life of low confidence, low self-esteem, or are you going to decide to change? And a change happens in an instant. You can change right now. It doesn't take, oh, it took me 5-10 years. Nah, it took you a moment to finally decide to divorce the story that is limiting you and marry the truth of your true potential, because everybody in this world has unlimited potential. We all have greatness within us.
Hmm.
But there was a time in our lives when somebody told us that we were not good enough, that we were a failure, that they didn't believe in us, and we accepted it.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you accept that you were not good enough, that you couldn't believe in yourself? And the moment to change is now. So I want to ask you, what are you going to change in your life? And when would now be a good time to get started? All right, so we'll be back with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you'd like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to tucsoninternationalacademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by the Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Tristan, and I'm here with Pastor John McClain and Andreas Ruiz.
Yeah, that's right. And we have a whole bunch of other people here in studio with this, like a little, kind of like a family party. This is a family affair here at Common Good Radio Show.
We
are family. Yeah, we are family. Yeah, absolutely.
I got all my...
Yeah, this is like, it's kind of like MPG Automotive. This is a family business. Like,
go.
It would be great. Maybe like next generation, our kids will be the ones hosting the Common Good Radio Show. What do you think?
Yeah.
You think you guys got it in you? Yeah. Yeah, Tristan.
No.
No.
Yes, no. I don't know.
Yeah, yes, no, maybe so. Yeah, very good. So, as Mr. Tristan said, this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself. For those who don't believe in yourself, please reach out to him at ibelievemyself.org. Or what's the Gmail account?
I believe C-A-L at gmail.com. So I believe Cal at gmail.com.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, hit him up. He will help you get to that next step.
Absolutely. Let's do it, man.
He helped me. He still helps me every day.
You help me too, dude. So we help each other. That's why we're so, you know.
That's why we've been together for so long.
Yeah, man. It was like 4 years, 5 years.
Yeah. Dang. 5 years that we've been like just closely, just becoming more and more buds. Mm-hmm. And now we've been doing this show. Like we've been like married to each other pretty much with this show for the past year. Every single week having to come in here and bump our heads together and make radio magic. So
yeah, man.
There's no one who I'd rather do it with, brother. Thank you for
buckling in.
I guess that's kind of. And that starts us off with this week's sponsor, or this season's Sponsors Corner, where we, I guess the first sponsor I want to thank is I Believe in Myself. I think, like, I Believe in Myself was, like, the first sponsor of this show. In a lot of ways, the work that, you know, we did, or just our friendship, motivated me to do this show.
Mm.
Like, I know in our friendship, there's a lot of times that we talked about this. Like, you even did a podcast prior to this for a little while.
Yep.
And I don't know, it was just out of nowhere, you know, I kind of came to you even I think right before coronavirus hit and said, you know, this is something I really want to do. And you were interested, but we were both a little nervous.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's the president. Hello? Yes, yeah. Mr. President? Yes. So we were both, you know, nervous to do this, but we did it. And
I know, yeah.
Yeah, and then and the cool thing is just, I think since we've been doing this show, I've seen I Believe in Myself grow so much. Like, I don't know, since we've been doing this show, haven't you, you stopped doing your job?
Yeah, it was like a little bit over a year ago, man.
Yeah.
And it was scary to leave, but I had to take the leap, man. It's like if I didn't take the leap, I would still be doing something that I wasn't happy with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why it's important that sometimes you got to take a chance on yourself and take the leap, you know. And I've taken two leaps already. The first one, I fell flat on my face, lost a lot of money, and it was a struggle, but it was a learning experience, you know. It made me more resilient, gave me thicker skin, and now, you know, I feel good.
Yeah. And so, I mean, not only do you feel good, like you're a different man in a lot of ways.
Yeah, changed me, man.
And you've created such a beautiful network with some powerhouse people. You're surrounding yourself with amazing people.
Yes.
And kind of the segue to one of our first, you know, major sponsors, you know, one of the groups that you work with regularly now, even to this day, and one of the groups that you brought, you know, onto the show for us just to highlight at first, because I never heard of them. Mm-hmm. I never heard of this, you know, amazing charter school that has this international focus and does all these events and takes these kids on these awesome field trips across the world. And, you know, they just have the way that they do things and have this awesome superintendent that just is just full of joy and love and just full of information. So it's just, and for those who don't know, that that organization I'm talking about is Tucson International Academy, which is a K through 12 charter school. They have four different locations around Tucson, and they're just awesome. Their doctrine is built around making college come true. They have 100% acceptance rate into their school. And Dr. J, who comes on the show regularly, actually, you know, to kind of give another ode to this amazing school, Dr. J, who initially they came on for us to just highlight on this show regularly, and it became, they had so much good stuff to talk about, their own show came out of it. I got to, and I get to now co-host a radio show called Making College Come True Radio Show with Dr. J. So it's been, you know, not only were they an amazing sponsor for us and a great organization for us to be able to highlight, but it just, it fruited into, you know, all these amazing things that we do with them outside of this radio show. So
yeah, definitely, man. And you know, it's just building that relationship. I've known Jennifer for, man, it's been like a while now. It's been like over 5 years I've known her. And you know, she's the one that believed in me, the first one to ever hire me to go speak at their school. And man, it's been quite the journey. You know, I really love TIA people. They're so welcoming, and every time I go, you know, really good people, like, you know, Mr. Machado, and now I met Larry. So it's really cool. I'm gonna get to know him more, and you know, it's really cool just to go in there and just be greeted with open arms and just a big smile from everybody. So I really, that's what I really love about them.
Yeah, it's awesome. And then another one of our first sponsors, maybe even, you know, one of the first sponsors, Gap Ministries, and definitely another one we want to give a lot of love, a lot of credit to. They're an organization kind of brought out of foster care and providing foster services to kids to becoming a lot of different services, a community warehouse, the culinary kitchen where they teach people to cook. They also partner with MPG Automotive, another sponsor, and teaching people how to do mechanic services. So definitely, if you don't know about Gap Ministries, go to gapmin.org. Check them out, because they are an amazing organization. And we've got a couple and a half minutes, so definitely also want to talk about, we got Ironwood Dental, one of the newer sponsors that we had on, but Dr. Schneider out of Ironwood Dental is amazing. And that dental office, I've been going there myself for over 2 years, and I went from having not so good teeth to having a beautiful smile. So
for sure,
I definitely have nothing but good stuff to say about Ironwood Dental and the amazing stuff that they're doing. And then, who am I forgetting?
The hyperbaric.
Come on, shame on me. Sorry, Dr. Carol Henricks. So, we have North Star Hyperbaric, which I think it's safe to say they're like the second sponsor if they weren't our first sponsor, but definitely highly appreciate Dr. Carol for believing in what we were doing. I went to her and told her, you know, our homeless veteran ministry is trying to put together a radio show so we can highlight the other amazing organizations, nonprofits and for-profits in the community that are doing amazing things. And she was in, you know.
Nice.
She gave me like a new sense of hope, and having North Star on, being able to bring them on once a month to talk about the different services that they do, whether it's the hyperbaric chamber or, you know, the nutritionist that they have you meet with, the collection of things that are outside of probably what you do when you go to your regular doctor. But definitely for me, being a combat vet and the stuff I'm dealing with, it's changed my life. So yeah, I certainly want to thank Dr. Carol. But that being said, this has been your Sponsors Corner. Thank you again for listening. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Andres Ruiz of I Believe in Myself. We are going to go ahead and take a break so we can do the best that we can really appreciate our sponsors by playing their pre-recorded commercials that really touch on what they can provide for you. So you go ahead and sit there. Pay a little respect to our sponsors. If you have to go to the bathroom, go ahead and do that real quick, but turn the radio up so you can hear them and then come on back. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be back with a principal and a teacher with TIA following this break.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org. North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at IBelieveInMyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to IBelieveInMyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission.
That is right. We are back. Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. That was Andres, my son, here with Pastor John McClain, Tristan, and myself, and Abram, and the good people from TIA, Mr. Machado, and Principal Larry. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us, guys.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for being here, man. I really appreciate it. It's always good to have some people from TIA in the house, you know. So let's get this started, man. You know, I just want to ask, tell the listeners, you know, either Mr. Machado or Principal Larry, tell us a little bit about, you know, what is TIA? If, you know, let's say that somebody's coming in and wants to know about them, tell us a little bit about.
That's one of my favorite questions to ask. I'm glad you asked that one. Yeah, because the funny thing is, like, we've had... I don't even know. At least close to a dozen TIA personnel on here, and we always ask that question. And the funny thing, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's the case with you as well, there's usually a really similar answer. So what is TIA?
I don't know. To me, TIA is actually one of those schools that actually make you think of going to college. There's really not that many schools that say, you're going to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's unfortunate, but with TIA, it's one of the things that we try to kind of instill into the kids as kindergartners.
Mm-hmm.
As kindergartners, we usually tell them, hey, when you make it to college, this is what's going to happen, instead of if you make it to college, which is really different than a little kid, and it says a lot. For a school to take time to do that, it says a lot. It's giving the kid a little bit of hope.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear it at home, or you don't hear it in the streets with your buddies, because honestly, you know, your buddies, you really don't talk about college until your 12th year, you know, senior year if you're lucky, you know.
Yeah,
but again, it's, you know, if you're not in that environment where you see your parents go to college or any of your family members go to college, this school actually does that for you.
Mm.
We instill the little seed in you and say, hey, you know, when you graduate, you're going to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of, that's what TIA to me is. So
nice. And that's actually, with that answer, that's a beautiful segue. And I'm going to give it back to you I'll ask you both this question, but since you gave me the segue fodder, what was it like for your experience, you know, when you were a young man, considering what pathway do I want to go, and whether I do or don't want to go to college, and you know, what made you choose to go to college, and I guess in addition, what made you choose to be an educator of all things?
I think first of all, my parents didn't go to college, so we didn't have that one mentor or that one coach saying, you know, when you get here, this is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We came from Mexico at a young age, so I've been here pretty much since I was 4, so I did all my schooling. And one of the things that is a difference is that when I was growing up, I didn't have that one person or that one school that said, you know, you're going to make it to college and this and that, or giving us props just for going to school.
Mm-hmm.
So once I got older, you know, talking to teachers and all that, that's when little by little. So I can either count with one hand that people that told me, hey, you're going to be somebody. Because for me, it was always construction. You know, construction's on the weekends with dad, go working, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But what made me actually think about college is actually seeing my dad working in drywall. And he used to take me on the weekends, and he's like, well, guess what? Here's your 100-pound sheetrock. Go put it on. Mm-hmm. So little by little, that's how I got actually into drafting. So that right there, I was like, okay, maybe I can help out my dad retire.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and that's one of the things that actually made me go to school. But as I'm going to school, it was kind of hard, but, you know, you go back and you start thinking about the people that actually made a difference in your life. And I think that's the reason why I kind of switched it to education.
Mm-hmm.
My kindergarten teacher, my elementary school, kinder to sixth grade, every single time convincing me, hey, you can do this. I had the language barrier. I spoke Spanish. That's mm-hmm. all I spoke.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't for the bilingual program back in the days. It didn't help. It helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But having those specific teachers say, you know what, Machado, this is what you can do. Mm-hmm. Try this. Nice. Try it a different way. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, no, that's not the way you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they tested me like everybody, which I really loved. And that's why I want to kind of go back. And then I ended up coaching. Mm-hmm. I coached soccer pretty much. Nice. I played soccer since I was four. Mm-hmm. I still play soccer. I ended up coaching soccer since my son was five.
Okay.
He is 20 right now. So I still coach. Which is unbelievable. Nice. And I kind of like that where you see the kid's face when they actually do something and they try something new.
Yeah.
And they find out that they can do it.
Nice.
And that's where you're like, oh, okay. You kind of made, you know, you made a kid change. So even though it's something small, that's the gratitude that I kind of like about education a lot. Because with my teachers, all they had to do is just say, just try it.
Mm.
You know, it takes a lot for a lot of people to say that. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's
great.
Super cool.
Yeah, that was really cool. Great story, man. Thanks for sharing that.
Oh, anytime.
Really good stuff. And, you know, I want to ask Principal Larry, like, you know, you're new to the school. How has your experience been there? And, you know, what are you seeing for the future when it comes to, you know, TIA?
Well, I like really being there right now because we've been doing icebreakers all week, and they've been kind of awesome with the new teachers and so on.
Mm.
And the future, I think... I'm going to change it just a little bit in that, you know, like, because you asked earlier, why did I come to TIA?
Mm.
And I met Dr. J and her husband actually over sushi.
Oh, nice. Mm. Okay.
And we got to talking, and I was listening to their vision for the school, and I was looking for a new challenge, and I just wanted to join the vision because... they are really into the kids.
Mm.
Every school I've been fortunate, every school I've ever worked at, they've always been into the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I've looked at other schools, and I've had other job offers, and they've not had that same feeling. Everything is geared toward that, whether it's the overseas trips, which take a lot of effort to plan, to get together, to raise the finances, but it's for the kids. The field trips, the opportunities, even in the classroom, from what I'm seeing, it's all centered on the learning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's small community-based. It is a community-based school, which is something a lot of schools have seemed to have drifted away. They're overly worried, I think, about test scores and so on, rather than the kid. If you're providing a good foundation, the test scores will come.
Mm-hmm.
And they are interested in the foundation, just not academically, but socially, emotionally, and so on.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And then also, Principal Larry is a Marine. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, thanks for your service.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Awesome.
And we have one more amazing segment with this couple following the break. We have just one more break that we are going to have you bear through. It won't be too bad. We actually have some really good commercials. They put a little music on them. It's really interesting how they do it nowadays. It's called technology. So you guys go ahead and wait right there. We're going to go ahead and take a break, drink a little water, maybe even go potty. And we'll be back right after this break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We got some cute kids in studio with us. Watch the podcasts and the video casts. Go to KBOI.com. Go to VeteranRescueMission.org. This is the show. We'll be right back.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to VeteranRescueMission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at VeteranRescueMission.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
And we're back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rest Commission. I guess you guys can probably get your own microphones now. Yeah, we're high speed here. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rest Commission. I'm Pastor John McClain. Andreas Ruiz stepped out. He has a top secret mission with, I want to think, some foreign diplomat, something important. I don't know. But you just get me, unfortunately. But thankfully, we do have Principal Larry and Mr. Machado here. They are from the west and the east of Tucson International Academy campuses, and they're here to represent the awesome work coming out of there. And it's kind of cool having you guys in here, because Mr. Machado, how long have you worked at TIA now?
Tucson International Academy, I've been working there for the past 3 years, but involved with them since my son was a freshman, which is almost 6 years.
So yeah, so we got a person who has 6 years experience with them, so certainly that's a breadth of it. And you got someone brand new with them.
Kind of July 1st is when I signed the contract.
Yeah, nice. So kind of like some new eyes to it. So kind of like the different perspective. And also the cool thing is we have a teacher and a principal. So Mr. Machado was telling us about his experience with, you know, kind of how even all the obstacles and even getting into college in the first place, and then choosing to get in college and become an educator. If you don't mind, Principal Larry, tell us your experience and, you know, and why you chose even to go to college in the first place, and, you know, what that was like.
Well, college for me started a little late. I went through 4 middle schools, 3 high schools, and I graduated a year early, and I think it's because they didn't want me back. I was the one always on my own drum beat.
Okay.
And I joined the Marine Corps kind of on a dare, and then I just stayed there for 26 years. And my goal was to get out of the Marine Corps and be an electrician and continue working on aircraft. I used to work on F-18Ds and before that Harriers and so on. I can name all the airframes, and I did other special assignments and so on in the Marine Corps. But what started me in education was where I was stationed at. My daughter was struggling in middle school, and I went there, and we had a teacher's meeting, and during the teacher's meeting, the math teacher came in with a plan for my daughter and said, we can do this, this is what she needs to do, and Mr. Spada, I need you to do this. And I said, okay, I can do this. She can do this. We're spot on. And it went around the room to the other teachers, and then the science teacher spoke. And I'm not going to say everything that was said, but it came to my realization that I have the wrong teacher teaching my child. And that's when I said, I need to change my plans, because that's when I actually had the calling. I need to change what I want to do for retirement. So I went about pursuing my bachelor's degree while I was still on active duty. It took me 3 years, a lot of hard work, because I was still doing all the Marine things. And then then when I retired from the Marine Corps, we moved to Tucson, and I started teaching science. I did that for about almost 10 years. But what happened while I was teaching science is the principal at the time would send all those problem kids to my room, which I didn't mind because I could usually get them engaged. And what happened is one day I walked in and she said, here, Larry, you're my new lead teacher. Fill out the application. I said, well, thank you. And I did that. They made me the assistant principal. And I said, since I'm doing administration anyways, why don't I pursue my master's for this? So I was kind of like drafted into being a principal.
Interesting. So with that, I mean, it was interesting. So the education route, it was just a matter of like, okay, I at least need to help my child stay ahead of the game or stay
with the game. Well, that was the original initial motivation is I came to the realization I had the wrong teacher for my child. And the more I looked into it, sometimes there were some really great teachers. And sometimes I had to pause for a moment, and my wife would sometimes just hold my hand like, don't say nothing, don't say nothing.
What was that trend? I mean, what was it like? I mean, granted, you know, I'm a vet too, a little different part of the military, but I'm a vet too. And you know, there's certainly a lot that we learn in teaching people through our experience in military. So what was it like, your experience being a Marine comparison to your experience being a teacher?
Well, kind of similar, because when I was in the Marine Corps, I was what was called a master training specialist. I was in Memphis. I taught Marine aviation maintenance, aircraft maintenance, specialized with electricity. But the thing is, I found out teaching to be very similar in that you always have to start with an anticipatory set, something to get their attention. And education, wherever you're at, is always about the relationship. It's always about the relationship. And you have to remember, people don't learn the same way you were taught. And that's the thing, especially nowadays. And it's going to be an interesting year because we had this thing, COVID happened. And some kids were able to engage in distance learning. Many, let's be honest, were not.
I know I always was horrible at correspondence work in the military.
And so this is going to be an interesting thing. And at my previous school, we had when we started getting the kids convincing them to come back in, I had one girl who before COVID, she talked to anybody. She was super friendly. And for the first month or so, it was hard for her to open those conversations because she wasn't used to people anymore. So the whole socialization thing is something to be concerned with and something to work with. And you have to remember that wherever they're coming from, you got to meet them where they're at.
Okay, so I'll turn it back to you, Ms. Machado. Like, the big thing that I love about Tucson International Academy is, like, how unique it is, particularly how, like I've heard of, like preparatory academies, if you will, kind of like, you know, certain type of schools where, like, they prepare you for college. But I've never heard of, like, the way that TIA is set up, like, almost like a public school of sorts that sets you up for college. So, I mean, I guess, you know, in your experience, you know, whether it's working with other schools or your experience with other schools, how does TIA differ from other schools that you've had experience with?
I think basically the main difference is actually having somebody with you at all times. For example, once the kids get to their junior year, a lot of the schools they just tell you about the SATs. We at TIA, we help them with the registration for the SATs. We help them where to go. We're always kind of guiding them. We're guiding them to a point that we're not holding their hands anymore and saying, okay, it's time to move forward. And then once they get to their senior year, we start preparing them with college prep, with the scholarship applications, with the schools, you know, applications that they have to do. FAFSA, we have a FAFSA night where the whole family comes in. We help them out with that. So it's that one-on-one with the parent, with the teachers that know your kid, that actually are saying, you know what, we believe in him. This is what we can do. Here are your options. There's different options. Now, of course, you know, every kid is going to be different, but they have options, which is a good thing. That's how I think where the difference is at, is that we work with the parents closely so they can understand this is your kid can make it somewhere, and we're trying to make everything possible to get you to college. So that's where I see the most difference. In other schools, I really don't see any that much.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense now that you mention it, because like when I went to school, and I mean, I went to pretty good school. I went to school in Chandler, Arizona. You know, I got a good enough high school education. I had teachers that taught me subjects, and I had counselors that counseled me. I had coaches that coached me. But it sounds like what you're saying is you had just kind of like every member in the school is there working together to coach this student into college. Like my teachers, you know, they did the best they did. They taught me great. I got a great education, but they certainly didn't coach me how to get into college.
Exactly.
I mean, by the time I was ready to go to college, it was like almost a coincidence that I went to college, just because it was just one of the options I took. And much like, you know, Principal Larry, I took the military route, and that also kind of almost goes hand in hand with it. But it wasn't, if I would have went to a school like Tucson International Academy, I would have known from kindergarten that, hey, you're going to go to college.
Exactly. And then one thing that actually ties everything together at the end is that we do offer college trips, meaning that we take the kids to different colleges within Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Emory Riddle, GCU, NAU. We went to Prescott 1 year. So and that way they can see the life of a college student.
Mm-hmm.
We spend a whole day or a couple of hours here and there. We'll take them, you know, when we're up on the north side in NAU, we'll take them to Grand Canyon just for them to see it. And then their faces when you see them actually being at the student union, they're like, oh my God, this is pretty cool. So all of that kind of ties into that. And that actually right there, you know, that's where you see the kids change. Like, oh, okay, I want to go here, or I want to go to GCU, or I want to go to ASU, whichever the school that they want to go to. So it gives them more, I guess, if you want to say, just gives them more, they want to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
So when they see all that,
it gives them more anticipation
exactly,
for that
experience.
Like,
right, it's about time. You get to go next year and this and that. They get excited.
Mm-hmm.
Again, me too. I had a great education, but again, not enough people to coach us.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you can do. Let's go over here so you can check it out. So,
mm-hmm.
And like I said, coincidence also for me for college. I got very lucky with the good sponsor. And but still, if I would have had something like that from my maybe sophomore, junior year, telling me you're going to do this, this, and that, it would have been different, something different.
Yeah, for sure. And Mr. Spada, I'd say what's something that you saw, kind of, you know, you're brand new into the TIA family, but something that you saw when, you know, applying for TIA or working with TIA that was different than what you had experienced before with the, you know, the schools you had worked with before?
With the schools I've worked with before, it's like we would do an icebreaker, but that would last like 30 minutes or something for the training. With our new teachers, we've done the icebreaker basically all day. In fact, I just came from the conclusion of another icebreaker.
Nice.
And it's kind of like in the Marine Corps, you were in the military, the big thing is that team building.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to know your team.
Yeah.
A different way of approaching it than like what the Marines did. But the first thing you did with any Marine unit when you joined is worked on that teamwork. And that's what they were kind of doing. And it seems like games or fun activities, but it's all team activities.
Mm.
So there's not the I.
Mm. Yeah.
Because you can have that star teacher, but if that star teacher is not part of the team, it doesn't go towards that comprehensive mission. And like the mission here is, in the end, when that student graduates from the 12th grade, they have that opportunity to say, I want this college or that college, or if they want to go on to another career like the military, they can have all those options.
Yeah,
there's not just the option like, well, your dad was a brick mason and his dad was a brick mason, and you should be a brick mason because that's where you came from.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for coming and joining us today. That's
awesome.
One Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Commission. Two veterans bringing it home. Thanks again, guys. We'll see you next week.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
At Ironwood Dental, their compassionate dentists pride themselves on quality care and patient comfort. Ironwood Dental stands behind the work they do, and they believe in building relationships with their patients and treating them with genuine care and respect. The doctors at Ironwood Dental can care for your whole family. They can perform a wide variety of dental services, ranging from orthodontics, sedation, implants, and pediatric care. Call Ironwood Dental at 888-2900 to speak with Nia or Kelly and get scheduled. Or visit their website at ironwooddentalaz.com to painlessly book your appointment online.